of the morning to you. Time again for Moments of Melody. Travel to the Moon. An author began a magazine article as follows. Earthbound man watching the pale sphere of the moon swing across the night sky has long dreamed of visiting this nearest of heavenly bodies. Long the subject of fantasy, travel to the moon is now, as a result of recent scientific developments, not only a possibility, but a probability. Another of man's destinations is much farther away than the moon. Men have always hoped that beyond the gates of this life, they would be able at last to reach heaven. Heavenly life, however, here and hereafter, depends on divine power for its discovery and enjoyment. Today we begin reading St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, a book about heaven, about the heavenlies. If you're interested in heaven, we think you'll enjoy these verses. St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the first few verses. Dear Christian friends at Ephesus, ever loyal to the Lord, this is Paul writing to you, chosen by God to be Jesus Christ's messenger. May his blessings and peace be yours, sent to you from God our Father and from Jesus Christ our Lord. How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing in heaven, because we belong to Christ. Long ago, before he made the world, God chose us to be his very own through what Christ would do for us. He decided then to make us holy in his eyes, without a single fault, we who stand before him covered with his love. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And he did this because he wanted to. And now all praise to God for his wonderful kindness to us and his favor that he has poured out upon us because we belong to his dearly loved Son. Beyond the moon, into heaven. You know, it's very important that you make your decision now as to the future. Heaven is a prepared place for people who make preparations for it.